This recording, Oklahoma 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm from Stillwater, Oklahoma. I was born and raised here. I was born in 1971. I'm a hairstylist. I work at Rec 7 Hair Salon, and I've been doing hair about 9 years. Actually, it was my great-grandfather's land, and my great-grandfather willed it to his son, which was my grandfather, and then my mother inherited it when he passed on, and then she said, well, before I go, I'll just give you the land if you can get it divided up and survey it. So anyway, long story short, we got 26 acres out of an 80, and it's 440 feet wide by a half a mile long, and it's not the best piece of property because I'm only going to use about 10 acres of it because that would be the front part of the property because it's such a narrow strip to begin with. And about 3 or 4 months ago, I went out and got excited and put 4 9-foot creosote poles and built a gate. I got excited, concreted them in, and they were right by a big oak tree and a pecan tree. And I thought it'd be great to drive through it, be my driveway, and it'd be winding through the trees, and it'd be really nice. Well, I realized that it's cheaper if your road is straight at $90 an hour with a bulldozer than if it's curving through a bunch of trees. So I've got to move it about 100 feet to the north where I previously have it set now. And it's going to, so that's kind of got me stopped on any future work on it because it's time, you know, to build the gate. If you're not careful, you can really spend a lot of money before you even break ground, you know, because your mind gets to run. Well, you can do this. Well, I need to do that. And I've got to build a fence. Got to get surveyed. You have to have water, septic. Electric line from the road to where I want to put my house is about 600 feet distance from the road to where I want to put the foundation, and that's $2 a foot to run your lines. Well, that's a lot of money. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, or you can just go out there and have a picnic and enjoy it for that.